In celebration of Earth Day in April, the students and teachers at Ivy Academy held their second annual Alternate Transportation Day. I visited the campus just as the students were leaving to find out what alternatives they used to get to school. Ivy Academy is set back just a bit from a two-lane road in Hickson. Currently, it is a collection of portable classrooms, gardens, and trails leading into the woods behind the school. There are a few cars parked in the parking lot of the school, but that isn't surprising today because everyone that could avoided driving cars to school this morning. Angie Markham, the executive director of Ivy Academy, explains some of the philosophy of the school and Alternate Transportation Day.
We are an environmental charter school. We have project-based learning so that we incorporate things in the environment into every subject area, and we have movement built into our day. Our students frequently go to their outdoor classrooms, so as in a regular school, you might have a 5-minute class change in the hallway. Here you might hike out for 10 or 15 minutes to the woods.
Now this Alternative Transportation Day, it's an Earth Day. It's a good time to be thinking about ways you can keep the Earth healthier. And this is the second year to do this?
Yes, ma'am. And we have such fun with this. The students are pretty excited about it, and the teachers are really excited about it. Most of our students still are not driving age, and since we are countywide, most of them ride the school bus, which is the biggest carpool around. So they're already conserving fuel by just having one vehicle that transports them around the county. The teachers come from all over, too, so they get really excited about it. Last year, we had one teacher run over 14 miles. Another one ran over 7 miles. We've had teachers cycle, walk, teachers that don't normally carpool, or ride the bus. We've had students walk and cycle. We had one student ride a horse last year. We didn't have anybody on a horse this year. Last year, I paddled in my kayak because I live just off Boy Scout Road, and I can put in the kayak there. The creek just runs right adjacent to the school up here. This year, the water level was too high for my paddling skills, so I didn't try that. I just walked. But everybody has a fun time with it, and it really makes you start to think, hey, if I did this one time a week or even one time a month, think of the fuel savings we could have if everybody just did that. You know, we're one of the only cultures where we drive everywhere. You go other places and people don't do that. They don't depend on fossil fuels to transport them every time they go somewhere. If they go to the market, they might walk. We've got to get out of the mindset of we have to burn fuel in order to go.
But the school's not necessarily located in a dense residential neighborhood area.
That's true. We had one student who cycled from Lookout Valley this morning. That was 14 miles. We had a group of students that met so they could be together on the roadside. They cycled from somewhere down in Red Bank, so it might have been 5-6 miles. We had two more that cycled from the local area, somewhere in Middle Valley, Soddy Daisy area. So they have come great distances. It makes you think. And that's what the Alternative Transportation Day is all about, to get people thinking. Maybe it's okay to do something different. Maybe we should live closer to our workplace. So that would be an option. Maybe we could do this periodically, even if we don't live close to our workplace, or how we could encourage others to do this now that we've done it and saw we live to tell about it. It's okay.
Does everyone get involved?
If you want to count riding the school bus, then yes, everyone gets involved. But some students who do live far away, maybe riding a bicycle isn't an option for them, or walking isn't an option, but the school bus does count. And this year, we went from 3 school buses down to 2. We simply condensed our routes, and we said, hey, we can make do with 2 buses. We had 3 buses that were not all the way full. Now we've got 2 buses that are full, and it's much more efficient. So those students, their willingness just to ride the bus that maybe isn't quite as spacious, they're participating by riding the school bus, yes.
Does the fact that somebody's walking in this morning, did that make anyone late?
Yes, it did make some people late, and that was okay. We realized if we did this more often, we could probably get the timing down a little bit better. We had a couple of students riding their bikes that came in about 10 minutes after the first homeroom bell, and then we had one student who came in probably about 30 minutes after the first homeroom bell, and that was the student cycling from Lookout Valley. So he was excused.
Joey Ricketts rode his bicycle for the last 2 miles of his commute to school.
Saudi Walmart. I had my brother drop me off there this morning.
Is it something you would do every day?
To get dropped off at Walmart and ride to school, yeah.
What did you get out of this experience? What does it mean to you?
Just saving gas and saving the earth and the ozone layer.
Tegan Aldrich rode to school on a bicycle built for two, a first-time experience for this Ivy Academy student.
It was a lot more difficult than I thought it was going to be.
I understand you also rode with one of your teachers.
That was a last-minute thing. I thought I was going to be riding my own bike, but it was really cool, and he's really good at giving directions, so.
Did you ride in the front or the back?
The back.
Is it something you would do again?
Yes, although maybe not with my teacher, because that was a little bit strange.
How far did you ride? How many miles?
7.5, 8 miles, something like that.
If you could do this every day, if the weather permitted, would you?
Yes, I really would. It's a lot better for our environment than riding a bus or coming in a car. And now that I know that I live close enough where I could ride my bike every day, I think I will probably be doing it very, very much more, yes.
So you're the other half of the bicycle built for two.
I am the other half of the bicycle built for two. I am the captain, and my partner is the stoker. The stoker is on the back, the captain is on the front.
Well, Captain, what's your name, please?
I'm Captain Carl Kiefer.
What do you normally teach here?
I teach language arts and social studies.
Now, is this your bicycle?
This is my bicycle. This bicycle, in 2007, traveled from Genoa, Italy, to Rome, Italy, in a week. Myself and a partner traveled to Rome from Genoa, some 325 miles in a week.
You didn't go quite that far today.
Didn't go quite that far. Our commute today is a 9-mile commute each way, so 18 miles total.
And who's going to be riding back with you this afternoon?
Miss Mary Bruce, one of our math teachers.
Would you do this every day if you could?
Yes, certainly. I thoroughly enjoy bicycle riding. Now, my 9-mile commute, when I'm on my own on a single-person bicycle, takes me about 40 minutes. With an experienced tandem rider, we could probably get here in about 32, 35 minutes. But with a novice, it takes a little bit longer.
This morning, you definitely had a novice on the back with you.
We did have a novice on the back with us this morning. And we did fine. I think we made it in just at an hour.
Did it make you late for
school? No. We gave ourselves plenty of time. We got on the road at 7 o'clock, and we got here about 8 o'clock. Buses usually arrive at 8:30, so we had plenty of time.
Some of the kids seemed very excited about this transportation day. And some of them said they would probably do it again. Do you foresee more bicycling to school in the future?
Yes, we had Bike Chattanooga out today to give students information about bicycles, and we would really like to start a cycling group that could do it periodically throughout the year, and that's what Alternative Transportation Day is all about, getting people thinking about how could I make this a part of my routine, however frequent, even if it was just one day a month or even, say, 3 or 4 times a year. If they can at least do that much, all of us doing that together can make an impact. It can make an impact on our healthy, active lifestyle. It could make an impact in fuel consumption.
The road the school's located on doesn't seem exactly bicycle friendly.
It's not bicycle friendly, but it isn't unsafe. There is a wide enough shoulder on most of the road so that students can cycle and not be in danger. And we do have, although students don't frequently cycle, we do have faculty members that frequently cycle that roadway.
The students at Ivy Academy might just change how they see transportation, and who knows, maybe their future will feature more walking and bicycles as they find alternative transportation. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.